Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you, my favorite award for tonight, like I'll be honest, I could really care less about any of those things, the award shows and all that. But I really do have to say that Luka Doncic, to me, was really the most amazing player to watch for me this year playing the NBA. Right? What was that? This foreign kid, right, comes into the league, right? He played pro in where, Madrid or whatever. This guy was absolutely surreal. He was so amazing. I just thought he just went, you know, over 25-5. The guy was nuts, right? Like some of the shots he made. Do you remember the game winner in Portland in the corner, for Christ's sakes, at the buzzer?
Didn't he have a huge finish when we were in Vegas Super Bowl week? I feel like he had. We were watching the game on like that, I forget what it was, Friday, Saturday night, whatever, and it was against the Heat, I think. Didn't he beat the Heat or something?
It was unbelievable.
He had a huge fourth quarter.
And then he had one against Denver where he dunked in Millsap's face at the end of the game to win the game. I mean, the guy was absolutely scintillating watching him play basketball. He really was incredible. And he can shoot bombs from deep, step back bombs, like right in your face from 25, 28 feet out. He's just lethal.
Yes, in his face.
So he can also dish it, right? Rebound, run the floor. He does it all. Now, I won't argue with you that Trae Young's a badass. I think he's just got so much better at the end of the season. Like from the, you know, All-Star game on, he was just lights out. The future is really bright in Atlanta with this guy. I just think Trae Young is just dangerous as all hell. But the fact that they got, you know, Hunter and Reddish to go with Collins and Trae Young is sickening. But this guy, Doncic in Dallas, when they get Porzingis going with this guy, I'm telling you, man, that dude is an entertaining basketball player to watch. He just fills it up and plays the game so just sneaky good, right? Like, you just don't even see it coming. You're just standing there, and the next thing you know, he's hitting a dagger in your face to, like, win the game, right? He's really dangerous. So I just thought he was my favorite player this year. Now, I get all that Giannis stuff, for sure. He's your, you know, I guess for sure, the MVP. I mean, there's some people thought Harden deserved it with the numbers he put up, but I won't argue with Giannis, and he's incredible in his own right. What he did with the Bucks was just amazing. It was beautiful. I mean, he literally carried them. And I don't care what anybody says. He was unstoppable, but for me, like, I mean, he's enormous, right? This guy's, his wingspan is, it's like an airplane. At some point, I mean, you have to, his talent supersedes all that, right? The height and long arms and everything. I mean, the guy is just absolutely, his body is just meant for this, right? It's just, he's just so long, right? The guy can do whatever he wants. This other guy, to me, looks like a beer drinking, tattooed, like chunky. You know, he's not exactly Mr. Thin, right? This guy, Doncic, he's got some meat on him, right? The guy, he absolutely will bang. He's big. He's like a big, he really is to me too big almost to be a guard, right? Like he's really kind of, you know, he's almost like a forward to me, I think, you know, with his body size. But this guy, Giannis, he's so huge. It's really not that surprising to me at all that he can dominate a game with how, you know, big and long and athletic he is. The other guy looks like a beer-drinking wrestler, right? I mean, honestly, you can't even compare the two. One doesn't even look like he belongs in the league with his body, and the other guy just looks like a pure 7-foot athlete, right? I think Giannis looks like an athlete. The other guy looks like he just, you know, was sailing in the South Pacific on a yacht, smoking fatties and drinking wine by the gallon with his friends. Does he not? Does that guy not look like he just ate a pizza? I mean, honestly. But no one can stop him, either one of them. So I get it. Giannis is your MVP. Doncic is mine. I mean, what he did as a rookie was just, he embarrassed people. And Mavi and I were talking and coming in. It is what it is. Like, overall, because his was start to finish, right? He was just good the whole year. None of this just half of the year stuff. Because I thought Trae Young got good at, you know, from the break on, he was unstoppable. He lit it up. But the other guy just lit it up every night, right? The whole year on a crappy team. Dallas didn't do anything, right? So he did it all, in my view, like almost he's the reason they won anything.
I mean, for most of the season, besides like the last week when you knew it was legit that he was out the door, I mean, he pretty much overshadowed the whole season of Dirk's final year until the last week.
I mean, I won't disagree with that. But, I mean, I feel bad because Dirk was so incredible and there's no denying his Hall of Fame brilliance. So I love Dirk. But I don't even like when people say, oh, he's the new Dirk and all this other stuff. He's his own man. That guy's got his own game. His game is so much different than Dirk Nowitzki's. It's not even funny. Dirk Nowitzki is a big who can shoot, right? And then this other guy is a, like a legitimate Magic Johnson-type guard who's big. I mean, he's a huge guard.
Right, Dirk could bring the ball up. He had a good handle, but you weren't making him the center point bringing the ball up and controlling the offense. You got the ball to him once you were over half court. He was in control. Like, Don just brought up the whole way. He made Dennis Smith Jr. like worthless.
They got rid of him.
So we don't need this guy. We got this kid bringing the ball up.
Right, there's no more. But that's not Dirk's game.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. He's so different because he can control the ball like that. He controls the offense.
And he doesn't have that step back and all this other stuff. I mean, he's got every shot in the bag. But he doesn't play like this guy. This guy's fluid. He's all over the place. He's so sneaky. You don't even see it coming. Like, one minute you think he's driving on you, the next minute he pops back and shoots a 25-footer in your face. And not only that, he shoots it right out of the lights. The shot he made in Portland literally looked like it came off a building and rolled down into the rim. Seriously, he shot it up a mountain and it came down the other side. He's got shots coming out of his ying. This guy has got, like, you know, driveway shots, you know what I mean? The ones you make in your driveway, it's a miracle shot off the, you know, off the fireplace. I mean, this guy's shooting shots I've never seen before. They're dropping.
Well, he's a playmaker too, like you said. He's not just a scorer. Dirk was really a scorer. Luka does everything. He can create for his teammates. If they need him to get 12, 15 assists, he'll do that. I mean, it's too early to compare, but there is some Bird qualities to him.
Oh, my God.
Because that's the one. Bird could score 30, 35, but if they need him to have 10, 15 assists in a game because they were doubled, then he could do that,
or
too.
Or get rebounds, the run the floor.
Yeah, same kind of guy.
I don't think Dirk did that.
No. Dirk was a better scorer in his prime, and Luka might get up to that point, but Luka does more things on the floor than Dirk.
I think that guy can catch – I think he can catch – Nowitzki's shooting numbers.
He stays healthy.
Yeah, I think he can score as much as Dirk Nowitzki did in the NBA. I've already seen him light the league up in his first year. Like, I mean, dropping 20-plus a game every single night. You don't even realize how hard it is to do that, to average that in the NBA. You have no idea how hard it is to average a 20-plus, 5-5 in the NBA. You could do it in some rec league like I play in, but you can't do that in the NBA. You'll get stopped. They will worry about you. They will plan against you. They will defense against you. They will set up shop to stop you, and he still did it. Everyone tried to stop him, and none of them could. That guy is the biggest badass of all of them. I think Giannis is unbelievable. MVP deserves it. But what that dude did, to me, was more impressive. I mean, I'm saying, for Giannis, with his size and athleticism and skills, it's amazing what he did. It truly is. But I'm not that shocked that he's that good. I just think he's just an excellent, talented, physical specimen that is going off like Anthony Davis can. But this other guy doesn't have those skills physically. He looks like he chugs beer and eats ice cream. And he's still just doing people. That's amazing to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever,
or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.